Hi, I'm Peter Hill, and welcome to all you folk out there in podcast land. This is a radio program style quiz, and I'll give you the question number, the question, then four options, some thinking music, then the answer and explanation. We'll start soon after a little bit of introduction music. Question 1.
What capital city is the Blue Mountains closest to?
A.
Sydney.
B.
Brisbane.
C.
Melbourne.
D.
Canberra.
The answer is A.
Sydney.
Explanation.
The Blue Mountains is at the back of Sydney, in Australia. What capital city is the Blue Mountains closest? The Blue Mountains is formed by what type of rock?
A.
Riverbed sandstone.
B.
Granite.
C.
Shale.
D.
Limestone.
The answer is A.
Riverbed sandstone.
Explanation.
Is that there are a large sandstone structure laid down by a gigantic river which flowed from a peak which is around at the back of the Blue Mountains, and it flowed many years ago, 300 million years ago to precise. And it was at a point where this was the highest point on Earth, and the rainfall was 10 times higher than it was today. There's no vegetation, so there's a large amount of erosion creating this big riverbed. The Blue Mountains is formed by what type of rock? In terms of world ranking, how big is the canyon system in the Blue Mountains?
A.
It is the fifth biggest in the world.
B.
It is the second biggest in the world.
C.
It is the tenth biggest in the world.
D.
It is the biggest in the world.
The answer is B.
It is the second biggest in the world.
Explanation.
Now, when this has eroded, it's created a very big canyon system, much more complex than the US canyon system, and so it's very extensive and large of the area. So there's some very large, two famous open canyon systems, which is the Jameson Valley and the Gross Valley. You know, there's all lots of thousands of little canyons throughout the place as it's grown. So the key point is that this is the second biggest canyon system in the world. In terms of world ranking, how big is the canyon system in the Blue Mountains? What geological process has caused the Blue Mountains?
A.
Australia passing over a hot point in the Earth's crust.
B.
Plate tectonics pushing land into Australia.
C.
Erosion of the land either side of the Blue Mountains.
D.
Hot magma chambers rising beneath the Blue Mountains.
The answer is A.
Australia passing over a hot point in the Earth's crust.
Explanation.
The Blue Mountains were formed from this riverbed which sunk beneath the sea, but as the Australia drifted over a hot spot, the heat caused the land to buckle up and the Blue Mountains to rise a second time, but this time when it rose up, it was a riverbed. So it's actually formed by gentle pressure or heat from underneath. What geological process has caused the Blue Mountains? Why are the Blue Mountains called the Blue Mountains?
A.
Because the eucalyptus trees emit a gas which scatters blue light.
B.
Because the vegetation is blue.
C.
They were discovered first by Major General Blue.
D.
They are named after Blue, the Aboriginal word for a large hill.
The answer is A.
Because the eucalyptus trees emit a gas which scatters blue light.
Explanation.
Blue Mountains got their name because the air around the Blue Mountains on very hot days after a long period of hot weather becomes blue due to the eucalyptus vapour emitted by the trees, and this scatters the light so everything appears a bit blue. After a rain it returns to a normal green landscape. Why are the Blue Mountains called the Blue Mountains? The Blue Mountains have
A.
infertile sandy soil.
B.
hard clays.
C.
fertile loamy soil.
D.
large areas of volcanic soil.
The answer is A.
infertile sandy soil.
Explanation.
Because the Blue Mountains are made from river sandstone and no rivers flow into the Blue Mountains, it is a very infertile place. There are no clays, it's just very sandy, low fertility soil. The Blue Mountains have. In what year did Europeans first cross the Blue Mountains from Sydney to the interior?
A.
1820.
B.
1793.
C.
1813.
D.
1801.
The answer is C.
1813.
Explanation.
The erosion in the Blue Mountains led to a lot of complicated gullies and cliffs, meaning that it was impassable for the first years after colonization of the whites, when the whites, white people, European, landed in 1788. And it wasn't until 1813, after there was a rebellion in Australia and they brought in another military governor called Macquarie, that the Blue Mountains was officially crossed in 1813. In what year did Europeans first cross the Blue Mountains from Sydney to the interior? The Blue Mountains' most dangerous spider, the funnel web, is found around which area?
A.
Tree litter.
B.
Log piles.
C.
Water sources.
D.
High in trees.
The answer is C.
Water sources.
Explanation.
The most dangerous spider in the Blue Mountains is the Blue Mountains funnel web. It's very close related to the Sydney funnel web, slightly different, equally as toxic. Now, this particular beast is fairly, I suppose it's fairly large, very distinctive fangs, and the ones that you normally see around are the males, which are looking for more females. And the interesting thing is, because their book lungs, which are sort of exposed underneath them, they have to always be near water, and they tend to hunt water insects. And if you've got a good nest of funnel webs, you're not going to have very much problem with cockroaches. They tend to nobble them up rather efficiently. Now, the interesting thing about these ones, and I've seen it, they can actually walk on top of water for a small round amount of time and actually go underwater and survive a fair amount of time with an air sac around them. The Blue Mountains' most dangerous spider, the funnel web, is found around which area? In the Blue Mountains, sugar ants are
A.
have a powerful stinging bite.
B.
attack people and pets in swarms.
C.
are capable of jumping 30 centimetres.
D.
completely harmless.
The answer is D.
completely harmless.
Explanation.
Sugar ants found at the Blue Mountains are a nocturnal ant which comes out in the thousands as their entire, nest goes up gum trees to harvest the aphids or mites which are on the, it milks them and they come down. So they don't particularly eat vegetation or anything like that, and they're actually quite completely harmless. You can pick them up, pat them, take them around. Often people shoo and spray them without knowledge of what they're actually doing. So in the Blue Mountains, sugar ants are at the base of the canyons in the Blue Mountains. Sometimes you can find a seam of what mineral?
A.
gold.
B.
coal.
C.
silver.
D.
quartz.
The answer is B.
coal.
Explanation.
A about 300 million years ago in the Carboniferous era, before the Blue Mountains were formed, it was a plain of lush forests, and these forests fossilized to form a coal deposit. After that, the area uplifted and created a mighty river 100 kilometers wide, traveling very, very slowly down to the sea and depositing over a kilometer thickness of sandstone. So after you go down a kilometer into the Blue Mountains, you will come across these veins of coal, which stretch pretty much throughout the Blue Mountains. And of course, mining that deep is impractical. However, as you go into the canyons, you go down into the canyons, and right at the base of the canyons are these coal seams. So if you go down the coal railway, which is in Katoomba, I'm sort of trying to think what's the name of the railway. It's a railway train. It used to be exciting when it was the old one. They put a new modern Swiss one, so it's sort of like pretty boring right now. You can go down to the bottom and you can actually pick up chunks of coal. In fact, as you're walking around the bottom of these valleys, you can just often pick up pieces of coal which have washed out. At the base of the canyons in the Blue Mountains, sometimes you can find a seam of what mineral? Coal,